proclamation number 4408 dated the August 18th, 1948. No one can serve two masters. Single quote. No one can serve two masters. Anyone who wants to make contact with me will never be able to look towards the world, for I can only be found beyond the world, and if I should allow myself to be found, then the desire for the world must be put aside, it must be completely ignored, for the world belongs to my adversary, it is his domain where he has free reign. And he really does not aspire to lead people to me by way of the world. Instead, he seeks to displace me. He constantly tries to place special emphasis on the world so that I should be forgotten. So if anyone amongst you is serious about his higher developments, he cannot possibly still pay tribute to the world, even though he is still in the midst of the world which makes great demands on him which he is to comply with. Yet there is indeed a difference between duty and personal worldly longing. The former is entirely according to my will, for on earth you are given a task, but apart from that you can also fully accomplish your spiritual task, the maturing of your soul, if the desire for the world does not prevail, which happens when earthly pleasures and cravings predominate the desire for spiritual possessions, so that thereby the human being forgets about me and, indeed, even the thought of me is uncomfortable, leading to his dismissal of me. Anyone who strives to create at an excessive sense of well-being for himself, i.e., for his body, be it through satisfying physical cravings, sensory and carnal desires, or through an accumulation of material possessions without thinking of his neighbor, who therefore only strives for himself, is held captive by the world. He is my adversary's willing tool, and he will never find the path to me if he does not discard the longing for the earthly world, internalizes himself and aspires towards spiritual wealth. Both together are not possible, for then he will serve two masters and will not serve either well. If you are looking for me, you must gaze heavenwards, for I am above and not below. Below is my adversary's realm where you still linger with your body, but your soul can always lift itself up into my kingdom, to me. Even though the body is still in my adversary's realm, the soul can nevertheless always rise into spheres beyond the earth, and that is what I demand of someone who wants to find me, serve me and thus be one of my own. Then the spiritual spark in him will unite itself with the Eternal Father Spirit, for if he strives towards me in all seriousness, his heart will also be awash with love, which has nothing in common with worldly love. This love will manifest itself towards the next person, in which case the human being is making contact with me already. He renounces what belongs to the world, he gives and thus serves his neighbor and, because I decreed this commandment, he also serves me as his Lord. Worldly love, however, is a form of selfish love. The human being should combat this love if he wants to attain bliss. Consequently, he must also combat his love for the world and try to fulfill the soul's wishes which, driven by the spirit within, will apply to spiritual possessions and demonstrate love for me. For I alone am the master you should serve if you want to become blissfully happy. Amen.